that strange gospel as a full celebration of Christ the King, we see Jesus dying of the cross among two thieves. What king it is who is dying on the cross as a wars of the man? Today, once again, church faces us with the real kingship of Jesus. And what does it mean? That the one who created universe, the one for whom everything was created, and who is the ultimate goal of our existence, is dying for us on the cross to prove us how much we are important for him, how much he loves us, and to invite us to share fully into his kingship. So what Jesus does on the cross, where he welcomes the thief into paradise, he promised him that the man who screwed up all his life, he'll be today with him in the paradise. Only God can do it. But that same through him he promises us, it doesn't matter how much we screw up our lives. If we ask him for forgiveness, he is able to forgive us and to welcome us into his kingdom. He forgives. As a king, he serves. He came to the world to serve us, to bring healing, to bring Holy Spirit to our lives. Do other kings do it? Do they serve as Jesus? No. Only he showed us the real way of being king, to serve others. And through baptism, we share in this dignity because we become his sons and daughters. And when you were anointed before the baptism or after baptism, for the king, prophet, and priest to share in Jesus' ministry, like he, we are anointed to be priests, to pray for others. Like he, we are anointed to be prophets, to be uncomfortable to the world and speak the truth. And like he, we are anointed to be kings, to serve others and to forgive. We can ask ourselves, how well do we fulfill our ministry? How much do we use of what he gave us? We don't need to serve to get into heaven. We serve because we are anointed as a king. And Jesus gave us the best example that king serve his people because of love to them. So he is the king, and I can ask once again, how much he is king in my life? Who rules in my heart? Me, my desire, my egoism, or he? Listening today morning to the radio mass there, I had this very short prayer. Jesus, take possession of my heart and rule over my life. Jesus, take possession of my heart and rule over my life. Very simple. But it demands from us to open completely our lives for him and to acknowledge really that he is the king and he wants to bring his kingship to our lives. So we are not slaves anymore. Remember that. We are sons and daughters of God. We share into his kingdom. So I pray for you, for myself, that this Holy Eucharist may help us to be more open for our dignity, as a God's sons and daughters. May it open us more to His kingship and rule over our lives. Jesus, take possession of my heart and rule over my life.